This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The U.S. Secretary of State has landed in Shanghai amid simmering tensions between the world's two largest economies. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain. Thanks for being with us. Yes, Antony Blinken arrives less than 24 hours since the Senate confirmed that controversial bill on foreign military spending aid. Here's the BBC's China correspondent, Laura Bicker, on what's likely to dominate the talks.
Top of the agenda, certainly for both sides, will be Ukraine, Middle East and Taiwan. Now let's deal with the Taiwan bill that has gone through Congress. There has been reaction here in Beijing. They strongly oppose the United States aid package and they say that this will encourage separatists on the island. Now China believes that the self-governing island is part of the mainland. It is one of China's red lines that they believe America should not cross.
The BBC's Laura Bicker reporting there. Well, that bill, of course, wasn't just about military aid. It also cleared the road for a potential ban on TikTok in the United States unless the app's Chinese owner, ByteDance, sells up. The BBC's Asia Business reporter, Surinjana Tiwari, has more.
TikTok has said it would challenge the law in the US courts and so is expected to file to sue to stop it through an injunction. Now, there is some precedent for this. TikTok faced a similar ban in Montana, which was struck down when TikTok sued. And former President Trump also tried to ban both TikTok and Chinese-owned WeChat, but that was blocked by the courts.
Plenty of room to run on that story still, you suspect. Surinjana Tiwari reporting there. Let's check in on the numbers now. European luxury firm Kering, owner of brands like Gucci, Balenciaga, with a pretty striking warning this morning, expects its profits to fall in excess of 40% to kick off the year, the majority of the impact coming from what the company called a huge drop in traffic in the Asia-Pacific, particularly in China. Elsewhere, shares in one of the world's biggest brewers, Heineken, up in Europe this morning on better beer sales. In particular, volumes of its more expensive beers are growing at almost 13%, which is an interesting reversal of a trend a little bit, isn't it? Now, let's take you to India, where election season has arrived. Nearly 1 billion people will be heading out to vote over the next few weeks. It's a huge operation that lasts for many weeks. One crucial demographic of voters now is that of women, as for the first time, more than 470 million female voters are eligible to vote. I asked the BBC's Davina Gupta about the important issues facing India's female voters.
Depending on socioeconomic background, women want different things. This is what the first time voter 18-year-old Angel Jaiswal told me in Delhi. And she comes from a middle class background. That means she can speak English. She's got access to education and a good shot at getting a job.
As a student, the main issue is obviously job issue. Like in future, right now, AI is developing. So what government will do?
Just like any other young voter, she is worried about the job opportunity she'll get. But if you go down the pyramid, the demands get even more basic. This is what a 19-year-old Aisha Sheikh told me from suburbs of western Indian city of Mumbai.
There are five people in my family. We have to pay around $12 every month to use a public toilet. I can't go out at night, so I drink less water. We avoid going to the toilet at night, especially after dark, because women often face harassment. So we use the toilet the next day.
Are those politicians listening to them?
There have been changes by different political parties. For example, there's increased focus on welfare schemes. The ruling party, the BJP, has created incentives to build toilets, but the challenge remains in maintaining them. Then there's been other schemes like subsidized cooking gas, a monthly allowance for women in several states. So that means that as their voting power increases, we do see politicians taking a note of this.
Huge election, huge country, huge amount of numbers. Sure, we'll speak to you about it again. The BBC's Davina Gupta, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe, according to the European Union's European Commission. The BBC's Nick Beak has been to a city where one person in four is unemployed, and even young people in work can earn as little as $750 a month.
In a workshop off one of Algeciras' many twisting backstreets, 20-year-old Lucia is starting on her latest project. Restoring a giant wooden coat of arms belonging to a local hotel. But this specialist craft she loves doing in the corner of her mum's art gallery isn't enough to live on. And finding any other sort of job is really tough.
I am working very hard to try and make a living for what I love doing. I see my friends with full-time jobs only making 700 euros a month. They take advantage of the fact that we're young because they know that we're going to shut up and take whatever money they give us.
The old square here in the centre of town is absolutely bustling. It's a quintessentially Spanish scene. That is the clock tower ringing out. A Spanish flag adorns that building. Palm trees all around us. Kids on a break from school, and lots of different boutiques where people are trying to sell all their wares. But the reality is the high level, the sky high level of unemployment here means there's huge scepticism that anything will change for the better after the European elections in 6 weeks' time. And despite the vibrancy of this city, success stories are pretty hard to find. The Sir Naval dry dock is full up. At the moment, they're repairing a 230-metre-long container ship, as well as two ferries, one from the Caribbean, the other from Egypt. It's meant 21-year-old Mario Sanchez has been able to find a job here.
Yeah, luckily I have a permanent job in this area, which is something that is not a common thing, unfortunately, for young people. Outside of the naval sector, it is kind of difficult to have a permanent job. The contracts that they're providing are low wage and short term.
One manager at the shipyard, Enrique Perez, explains they have 60 full-time staff, which is boosted to 260 during the most busy periods. He'd love to take on even more skilled workers, but says he just can't find them, despite the high unemployment in the region.
So you have the highest percentage of unemployed people here, and that people we cannot get with us because they don't have skills. So somebody needs to start creating here schools for some degrees for the industry.
At the start of the year, the regional government of Andalusia promised cash for training, education and incentives for firms to hire young workers. Most of this cash will come from the EU. That may or may not win votes in the elections in June. But it feels much bigger investment is needed here, particularly in roads, railways and other infrastructure, to turn the tide for this generation of young Spaniards. In Spain, I'm the BBC's Nick Beak for Marketplace.
And I'm Will Bain. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.